The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tumas Daf Memches. Past 3-4 letter, since the beginning of the Perek, we've been involved in the discussion, the shmuz, the sugya, of what's the halacha if a wife is moichel. Either she there is no chayvus ksuba in the first place, so she's moichel the chayvus ksuba to him. We have the halachas we discussed in the first few shurim, the halachas of the husband being mishabed himself beyond the regular level of chayvus ksuba to his wife. What's the halacha if the wife is mevater? We paskin remeir that there has to be an existing chayvus ksuba. If not, it's considered bilas nus. Here we have one other chashuv point to discuss. The idea that's discussed in the Gemara of mechilas haksuba. The Gemara discusses whether Mechilas HaKsuba works. The Lashon of the Mishnah that we have by us is that Rabbi Yehuda argues on Remeir. So again, it's not Lalocha. Remeir holds that even if she's Moichel, he's going to have to write a new Chayvus Ksuba. But let's discuss in the context of Mechilas Chayvus in general, Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Im Rotza Koysel Lipsul Ishtashu Masayim V'hi Koyseves Hiskabalti Mimchamona. She could write Ki'ilu Hiskabalti. And the Gemara has a whole discussion involved in Zayin whether the Mechila of the Ksuba from her to him works. Why not? Why should Mechila work? Mechila L'chor and any Chayv works. So the Maram Shiv grapples with this problem. Why is Mechila's Ksuba somewhat of a different passion in my discussion? When she was Moichel, how much she was Moichel, why shouldn't Mechila work the same way? A person is owed $10,000, he can be Moichel the whole thing, he can be Moichel part, he can be Moichel a small amount of it, whatever he wants. A person could settle on a chayv $100,000 for 2 cents on the dollar if he wants. That's his business. L'chayra, the first address why a poshut to mechila's chayv wouldn't work would be the Maram Shiv says, because maybe mechila doesn't work on a milva b'shtar. What would be the rationale behind that? There's a very basic concept in halacha that I could be moichel somebody else money that he owes me. Somebody owes me $100, I could be moichel him. Could I be moichel somebody my car? No, I have to be makd in my car. What's the difference? Mechila means it's something that he has, I don't have it. I have a right to it, I have a right to demand it, to collect it, so I could relinquish, I could let go of that right, and that's called mechila, that I can do verbally. Does not need a ma'aseh kinyan. Masha'en kinyan, the Rishonim go through the sugya in a few places in Shas, they come out of mechila, eino tzorach kinyan. Famous discussion with Rabbeinu Tam in three places in Shas. As far as property that I have, the car is mine, even if it's sitting in his backyard, in his garage, I can't be moichel it to him. It's mine. How do I transfer it from my rishus to his rishus? That needs a proper ma'aseh kinyan. So if a person makes a verbal, you can have my car, if it's sitting in his garage, so it could be his kind of b'kinyan chotzer, a whole discussion. It was there anyways. Could he now be kind of b'kinyan chotzer? It's a whole shmuz in Rishonim and Achronim. But can I give him something that's in my driveway? Certainly not. If I make a verbal commitment to you, you can have my car. It's a verbal commitment. Not more than that. I can be chayz whenever I want. I'll be aloha. If I'm moichel a choyv, I can't change my mind 5 minutes later. I'm moichel you, I decide I'm in a generous mood. I'm moichel you a choyv that you have of $10,000. I'm moichel it, you're making a chasna next week. We're friends. I did well on the stock market the last few quarters. I'm moichel you the choyv. 10 minutes later, I get a bad report from my broker. I decide I change my mind. Okay, could be over there. It's a toy, so let's not get involved in that. But let's say I decide to be choyzer on the chila. Nothing doing. I can be chayzer on a kinyan that wasn't done, but I can't be chayzer on a mechila. So the Maram Shiv brings up for discussion that maybe being moichel a ksuba, maybe being moichel any choyv that has a shtar, if the malva is holding on to a shtar, when the malva is being moichel, he's holding on to a shtar, something that he has. A shtar is not just a raya, it's not just edus on paper. A shtar we see in many places in Shas, when the principles that comes up again and again in Masechus Ksubis is the shtar has koyach that it gives me a shibud on his property. Maybe that's cool that I have a kinyan already. So this is a machlokes Rishonim. There's two opinions brought down. The consensus of the Rishonim, Gepaskin, Echoshimishbet Reish Mem Aleph, is that Mechila's Choyv works even on Mechila of a Choyv Shebishtar. Even though the Malva is holding on to the shtar, the Malva can be moichel verbally the Choyv is off. The shtar then has to be given back to the Loiva. If there's a discussion, if the Malvah wants, he could hold the shtar hostage. I was moichel the choiv, but I could still theoretically make a bogus choiv and be tevein in bezin. How much is it worth for you to get back the shtar? He could hold the shtar, so to speak, ransom. The piece of paper, kishalatzman, belongs to him. That's a separate discussion. But as far as the choiv is concerned, once he says, hareini moichel the choiv, so even though he's holding on to the shtar on that choiv, the verbal mechila works. Maybe that's what's going on over here. The Rav says, but it's kapasim shulchan aruch. It's makloikes rishonim. It's kapasim. Why doesn't anybody bring a raya in the whole discussion of rishonim? We don't find rishonim bringing the our sugya of mechilas ksuba. Mordechai at the beginning of Sanhedrin, the whole discussion back and forth, nobody brings a raya from the sugya. Rav says, obviously there's something else going on over here. He doesn't explain what. Blibes somewhat of a tzurchiyut. In order to explain what's unique, why a ksuba would be different than every other choiv, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz goes into a discussion on some of the deeper aspects of mechilas choiv, the shir over here in ksubis, and he brings out two chidushim from Rabbeinu Yeruchim. There's halacha in Bava Kama. Gozal ubo achav ochloi. Ruvain stole property, stole possession from Shimon. One looks long. Reuven stole from Shimon. Levi was the one who was actually nene from it. Reuven stole it. Levi was the one who actually ate up. Ba'achav ochel is talking over there. He stole tvua. Levi was the one who ate it. He stole a car. Levi was the one who used it and totaled the car. Who owes the money to Shimon for the car that was stolen? Reuven, who stole it, who picked the lock and drove the car out of Shimon's garage, or Levi, who actually used it and totaled the car? So the halacha is gozal uba'achar va'okloi rotzam izegoy ve'rotzam izegoy. Shimon can go to either one. Shimon can go to Reuven, who did the ma'aseh gzeila, or he can go to Levi, the one who had that nod, the one who totaled the car. But the halacha is that if he's goyver from one, he can't go to the other. If Shimon collected from Reuven, so then Reuven and Levi, if they want, could get into a discussion. Maybe Levi would be mechuyev to Reuven because he told the car that he was responsible to give back to Shimon. Could be, but. As far as Shimon is concerned, Shimon got back his car, Shimon got back his hezek. Shimon cannot be tevei from both of them. What would be interesting, what would be, Rabbeinu Yeruchim says, if Shimon was moichel to Reuven, or he was moichel to Levi. Told Levi, said that the file that's between us, I'm moichel to you. Was he moichel to Reuven? He was moichel him on the car. The halacha is he's meichel to Levi. The mechila is not a mechila legabe Reuven. If he's meichel to Reuven, the mechila is not a mechila legabe Levi. What that means to tell us is that even though what we see over here is that even though the Rishonim over here use the lashon we have in the Mishnah that when she's meichel or ksuva she writes ki'ilu iskabalti, that ki'ilu iskabalti is not kipshutai. Does not mean when a person, when Reuven is moichel a choiv to Shimon, an existing choiv, it's not the pshat. What it means is, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz breaks it down, that there's two parts of a choiv. When somebody owes me money, there's the fact that he has a personal obligation. This goes back to the Yisoids we spoke about in the beginning of the parak. The guy be creating on oneself a shibud of a choiv to somebody else. When Reuven owes Shimon $100, there's two parts to it. There's the personal obligation he lent from him. He was mazikin, whatever, he was mechayiv himself to him. There's a personal obligation. And then there's a kilu, a kinyan, a shibud that exists between the two of them, which is not a personal obligation. It's a obligation that's chal on his nechosim. In the case where Reuven stole from Shimon, and Levi is also responsible because Levi is the one who had enough from it. He totaled the car. In that case, when Shimon is moichel to Reuven, he's not getting rid of the cause of the gzeila. It's not kilu he's giving his car to Reuven and to Levi. Like he's getting rid of the siba hamechayevis. What he does is he allows Reuven out of the personal obligation. He says to Reuven, you as an individual, you're not mechuyev to me. But if there's somebody else here, there still exists the mamoni gaboch. The shibud still exists legabe somebody else. When a person is moichel achoyv, what he's doing is he's getting rid of the personal obligation that his balchoyv has to the choyv. He didn't get rid of the Siba Mechayevis. It happens to be, he's saying that the person who owes him the money, even though there is a Siba Mechayevis, doesn't owe him the money anymore. What's the difference? It sounds like semantics. The difference is very clear. When there's two people involved, he could be Mevater, he could waive his personal claim against one person, he's not waiving his claim against somebody else. If a person would write a shtar on the Choyv Kilu is Kabalti, what he's doing is, he's saying that I'm looking at it as if I was paid. Whatever it is, Reuven did a favor for him, and Al Tzakor Satoiv, he writes Kilu is Kabalti. That Kilu is Kabalti, it can't be Mechal between Reuven and Levi. If it's Kilu is Kabalti, it's Kilu Reuven paid him. If it's Kilu Reuven paid him, then there's no reason why Levi should have to pay him. It's Kilu Reuven paid him. So there's two levels of being Moichel L'Choyv. There's Moichel L'Choyv, where a person waives his claim against Reuven as an individual, or there's a Kilu is Kabalti, where he takes off the Siba Mechayevs, because now there's no Choyv. It's Kilu he was paid. If you're paid, there is no Choyv. Which is why he can't collect from Reuven, and then thereafter collect from Levi. Levi has a Chiyuv, but now there's no Siba Mechayevs anymore. The money was replaced. So that's where Reb Chaim Shalevitz explains the Arba'in Yeruchim. Based on that concept, he says that you can look at Ksuba as very different than a regular Choyv. In a regular Choyv, we understand that Choyv is something that can be done verbally. Why? Because the Choyv is something Reuven owes Shimon $100. When Shimon is Moichel to Reuven, even though the Siba Mechayevis is there, but the only reason why Reuven owes Shimon $100 is because last week he borrowed from Shimon $100. Reuven owes Shimon $100 based on a historical event that last week he borrowed from him $100. Let's say I say, I'm Shimon. Let's say I say to Reuven, okay, I'm waiving my claim against you. So that's it. There is no claim against him. By Ksuba, the Siva Mechayevis for Ksuba is not the fact they got married last week. Inherent in marriage, which we've discussed over and over again, inherent in a marriage is the fact that it's mechayev the husband to have a financial chiyuv to his wife's future, to his wife's to taking care of his wife. Enoch and Ami doesn't have the chiyuv of last week because he waived his claim against Reuven, but Lamaisa is still married. If he's married right now, there's an existing chayv. What's the difference if he was meichel the chayv from last week? That's really what the sugya has come to talk about. The sugya is coming to say that there's a difference between choyv as ksuba and every other choyv. Every other choyv, if you're mevater on the claim of last week, then you're mevater, you got rid of the claim. Masha'en came by a ksuba, you could have gotten rid of the claim from last week, but you still owe money today. You're married today. Being married today means that you have to be committed to the marriage, to the sum of Masayim Zuz. So just because you got rid of the claim from last week, how do you get rid of the claim from today? That's why the Gemara has a discussion, and that's why the Gemara brings up the Lashon Kilu is Kabalti. If she writes him Kilu is Kabalti, so then, like Rabbi Yeruchim says, you're not only getting rid of the personal obligation, you're getting rid of the Choyv. What you're doing is you're saying it's Kilu the wife got the Mosayim Zuz. So even on the Choyv is Ksuba of today, of Mikan Ve'elech, it's Kilu the whole time she got her 200 Zuz. What's the Mokhav Yivachayev? So that's why that's why the sugya would discuss whether mechilas choiv is good, and the kilus kabalti would be good because kilus kabalti is on a whole different level than mechilas choiv. Interesting thing to bring up in discussion is a shmuz which is also quite negay halacha ma'isi between the ktsois and the mashal. The Gemara later on says that if a woman is not teveh after gerush and after misa, her ksuba for 25 years, there's an accepted umdina that she was moichel. She wasn't there for 25 years. There's a statute of limitations. She was mevater, she was moichel on the choyv. Okay. Says the Mashal, we have a raya. We have no hoichocha that she was moichel b'peh. It would seem to be a raya, the Mashal says, that mechila would work b'leiv. Let's say a person thinks to himself, and this is quite common, somebody owes somebody else money, a good friend of his, he's making chasna, he's having financial problems, I'm doing well, he's not doing well, I think to myself, you know what, let me be a good friend once and for all, I'm moichel in b'choyv. I think about it, and I come to a firm decision. I didn't voice it, I didn't say hareini moichel l'choyv zeh like a neder, you know, I didn't verbalize it, but I thought it, and thereafter I changed my mind. I decided I do need the money. I decided I'm not in such a generous mood after all. I changed my mind. Mashal says he can't change his mind. Mechil is chal b'peh. The Ktsois says no. The Ktsois says no. The Ktsois says that any chalois, that's chal, a person can't create any dinei Torah Dvarim shebelev lehav edvarim. Why should mechila be any different? What we see is over here that the Mechitzos looks at mechila as also a financial. He's not just stepping away, but he's creating something's being chal. What's being chal? What's being chal is that it's keilu. I'm saying I got the money, or I'm mevater to him. I'm makne to him the mamoni gabach that I have in him. Mashal kanuel holds not the way. The mashal holds that mechila is not a chalois. Mechila just means that I no longer am in the state of being teveihim. If I step away from that, I'm not being teveihim anymore. I can't be chalois on that, but it's not a chalois. This might be have something to do with our discussion. Is mechila a kilo? What I'm saying is I'm being makne to him the shiva that I have against him. Maybe that's more dem lekinyan. That's why the Rishonim had a discussion about whether you need a ma'aseh kinyan, like we said, the Mordechai in the beginning of Sanhedrin. Or we say, no, mechila just means that I'm not anymore in the state where I'm being teveihim. I'm stepping away, I'm no longer a teveya. Okay, by tzad I'm not a teveya. So mevel the choyv becomes bottle. Does that need a kinyan? Am I being makne to him anything? Does that need a dibur? Does it need a chalois or no? It just means if I'm not a teveya anymore. So mevel the choyv is bottle. That's a discussion between the ktsois and mashal. And that is the aspect of mechilas choyv, which could be quite negeh, halacha l'maaseh.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.